Today, we're diving into a crucial aspect of our lives, health and wellness. In a world filled with hustle and bustle, it's easy to let our well-being slip through the cracks. But here's the truth. Prioritizing our health isn't just a luxury. It's a necessity for a fulfilling life. So let's get started. Welcome back, thinkers. If you haven't already, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe because it really helps the podcast out as we try to expand and grow, which is hard to do with no marketing funds. Now, why is Critical Thinking Podcast talking about fitness? Well, a significant amount of studies have shown that your physical health plays a substantial role in how your brain works. And I do mean the whole brain. Memory, processing, etc. All of it. So it would be disingenuous of me not to dedicate an episode on fitness. Let's start by talking about physical fitness. Exercise isn't just about sculpting the perfect body. It's about nurturing our muscles, bones, and cardiovascular system. Whether you're into cardio, strength training, or yoga, finding an activity that gets your heart pumping is key. And remember, consistency is more important than intensity. Even a brisk walk every day can work wonders for your overall health. So I'm going to break this down for you on here on some tips that can help you. First, it's essential to find an exercise routine that you enjoy and that fits your lifestyle. Whether it's running, swimming, cycling, weightlifting, or dancing, the key is consistency. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise most days of the week. If you're just starting out, begin with shorter sessions and gradually increase duration and intensity as your fitness improves. Variety is also crucial for preventing boredom and avoiding plateaus. Incorporate a mix of cardiovascular exercises, strength training, flexibility work, and balance exercises into your routine. This not only keeps things interesting, but also ensures you're addressing all aspects of fitness. When it comes to strength training, focus on compound movements that work multiple muscle groups simultaneously. Exercises like squats, deadlifts, push-ups, and rows are incredibly effective for building strength and functional fitness. Start with lighter weights and proper form, gradually increasing resistance as you get stronger. And don't forget about flexibility and mobility, which are often overlooked but essential for overall fitness and to prevent injury. Incorporate activities like yoga, Pilates, or dynamic stretching into your routine to improve your flexibility, range of motion, and joint health. Now, let's talk about the importance of rest and recovery. Don't go full of gusto and not take breaks. Many people make the mistake of pushing themselves too hard without allowing their bodies time to rest and repair. Remember that progress happens during rest, not just during exercises. Aim for at least 1 or 2 rest days per week and prioritize quality sleep to support recovery and muscle growth. The last thing I'll mention about exercising and fitness is don't underestimate the power of setting goals and tracking progress, whether it's running a 5K, lifting a certain weight, or mastering a challenging yoga pose. Having specific goals keeps you motivated and accountable. Break larger goals into smaller, manageable milestones and celebrate your achievements along the way. Now let's shift gears to nutrition. The food we put into our bodies fuels everything we do from work to play. And with so many dietary trends out there, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. One popular approach is the ketogenic diet, the keto, which focuses on high fat, moderate protein, and low carb intake. By shifting your body into a state of ketosis, you can potentially reap benefits like weight loss, improved energy levels, and better mental clarity. Another emerging trend is the carnivore diet. The carnivore diet is an extreme form of eating that involves consuming only animal products such as meat, fish, eggs, and certain dairy products, while excluding all plant-based foods. While there is limited scientific research on the long-term effects of the carnivore diet, proponents claim several potential benefits. Weight loss. Many individuals report significant weight loss on the carnivore diet, attributed to its high protein content and elimination of carbohydrates and processed foods. Simplicity. The carnivore diet simplifies meal planning and eliminates the need to count calories or macronutrients. That's basically the details of how much protein you're taking, how much fats, things like that. It's making it appealing to those seeking a straightforward approach to eating. Improved mental clarity. And this is why we talk about these things. Some followers of the carnivore diet report improved mental clarity, focus, and mood. This could be due to the stabilized blood sugar levels and reduced inflammation. Although more research is needed in this area, but it's something I wanted to highlight to you. Then there's reduced inflammation. By eliminating potential food allergens and irritants found in plant-based foods, such as gluten, lecithins, and I can't pronounce this word, phytates. I could be butchering it for all I know. But some individuals experience a reduction in inflammation and related symptoms. Then there's digestive health. For some people with digestive issues like bloating, gas, or irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, removing fiber-rich plant foods may alleviate symptoms and improve gut health. And then there's the autoimmune conditions. There are anecdotal reports of individuals experiencing relief from autoimmune conditions, such as rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, and inflammatory bowel disease. Again, the scientific evidence is lacking, but it is anecdotal and a lot of people do report it. So it is something that we should keep an eye on. Then there's the increased energy. Supporters of the carnivore diet often claim increased energy levels and improved physical performance, possibly due to stabilized blood sugar levels and reduced reliance on carbohydrates for energy. And then there's the satiety. Animal-based foods are typically rich in protein and fat, which can promote feelings of fullness and satisfaction, potentially reducing overall calorie intake and aiding in weight management. Despite these benefits or perceived benefits, it's important to approach the carnivore diet with caution and be aware of potential drawbacks. The diet lacks essential nutrients found in plant-based foods such as fiber, vitamins, and minerals, which could lead to nutritional deficiencies if not properly planned. Additionally, the long-term health effects of sustained carnivore diet adherence are not well understood. I'm not bashing it. I am just stating an obvious. It's not well understood. And more research is needed to evaluate its safety and efficacy. As with any dietary approach, it's advisable to consult with your healthcare professional before making significant changes to your eating habits. In other words, please talk to your doctor to see what is best for you. And then there's being a vegan, an organic vegan. I won't go into the weeds of that because there's a lot of vegan meals now that are lower cost. I was once upon a time a vegan for about 2 years, but I was an organic vegan. I'm like taking beans and smashing it and putting certain seasonings in to make different types of meals. The products that are being processed now have been shown to be unhealthy. So if you're going to go the vegan route, the opposite, pretty much the opposite of the carnivore diet, again, you need to do your research, read, and consult with a healthcare professional. There are benefits to that, and there's also drawbacks, just like anything else. Now, I want to transition over because health isn't just about physical fitness and nutrition. It's also about taking care of our mental well-being. I made a podcast episode on mindfulness and mindset not too long ago, but I will just summarize it into this. Stress, anxiety, and depression are all too common. That's why it's crucial to prioritize activities that promote mental health, whether it's mindfulness, meditation, journaling, prayer, or seeking therapy. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. I encourage you to listen to my episode on mindfulness for more details. And lastly, let's address some common health concerns affecting people today, from chronic disease like diabetes and heart disease to lifestyle factors like smoking and excessive alcohol consumption. There's no shortage of challenges to navigate, but by adopting healthy habits, staying informed, and seeking regular medical checkups, we can take proactive steps towards preventing and managing these issues. So, what's the key takeaways from today's discussion? Health and wellness aren't just buzzwords. They're foundational pillars of a fulfilling life. By prioritizing physical fitness, nutrition, mental health, and proactive healthcare, we can unlock our full potential and live our best lives. Remember, thinkers, you only get one body and one mind, so treat them with care and respect they deserve. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And until next time, keep thinking, keep growing, and keep prioritizing your health wellness. Love you guys. Have a great one.